From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A man armed with both a paintball and pellet gun used a rented truck to run down pedestrians and cyclists on a bike path in New York City Tuesday. At least 8 are confirmed dead, and several others were injured before police shot and wounded the assailant. James O'Neill is the city's police commissioner.
A male driving a rented Home Depot pickup truck entered the West Side Highway bicycle path at Houston Street, began driving southbound, striking a number of pedestrians and bicyclists along the route. At Chambers Street, the truck collided with a school bus, injuring 2 adults and 2 children. After the collision, the driver of the truck, a 29-year-old male, exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. A uniformed police officer assigned to the 1st Precinct confronted the subject and shot him in the abdomen. The subject was wounded and transported to a local hospital.
According to reports, the man is identified as Saifullo Saipov and is believed to be from Uzbekistan and entered the U.S. legally in 2010. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a lone wolf attack. President Donald Trump tweeted, "Looks like another attack by a very sick and deranged person." Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in a peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he boycotted.
"The resistance movement shall be responsible for implementing a vigorous, positive political action program that includes economic boycotts, peaceful processions, picketing, and other legitimate forms of protest."
President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of last week's election, which was held after the Supreme Court annulled the August 8 ballot over irregularities. Odinga warned the October 26 result will not stand, and it may represent the end of elections as the means of instituting government. This is VOA News. At least 2 officials of the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president, Carles Puigdemont, still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following an independence declaration. Spain's high court has summoned them for a hearing Thursday. At a Brussels news conference, Puigdemont said he was not running from justice.
"I'm not here in order to demand asylum, political asylum. This is not a Belgian question. I'm here in Brussels as a capital of Europe. This is not a matter of the question of the Belgian politics. It has no relationship. I'm here in order to act with freedom and safety and surety."
But he questioned the government's quest for justice, not revenge. Spanish prosecutors announced plans to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges. The next round of divorce talks between Britain and the European Union is now scheduled to get underway November 9 in Brussels. British Brexit Secretary David Davis said he's aware the clock is ticking for Britain's departure by March 2019.
"We are not holding up the process. I don't want to score any points. It's just a practical fact. I'd invited Mr. Barnier to come to London tomorrow, but he couldn't do it. He'd got a prior engagement. And we offered them the beginning of next week. They couldn't do that. So it's this latter part of next week will be when the negotiators engage, Wednesday, Thursday, I think, and I'll be out there Friday. They can't do Monday, Tuesday. So I'll be out there Friday."
The slow pace of talks is raising the possibility Britain may leave the EU without an agreement. The U.S. said Tuesday it plans to vote no Wednesday when the U.N. General Assembly takes up a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. economic embargo on Cuba. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
"It will be the first vote since President Trump announced our new Cuba policy. We plan to vote against the resolution to underscore this new approach to Cuba."
Last year, under President Barack Obama, the U.S. abstained for the first time as he sought to normalize relations with Havana. A suicide bomber struck the heavily fortified diplomatic quarter in Afghan capital Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 5, wounding many others. Islamic State claimed responsibility. The attack occurred as a U.S. monitoring agency warned the Taliban insurgency has gained further ground and influence in the past 6 months. Stocks on Wall Street ended October Tuesday higher with the best monthly advance since February. The benchmark Dow Jones adding nearly 30 more points to 23,377. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer confidence has hit a 17-year high in October. That's a 4th straight month of increase. In sports in Los Angeles, the Dodgers defeated the American League champion Houston Astros 3-1 in Game 6, forcing a Game 7 in the best-of-7 North American World Major League Baseball World Series. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.